Adults helped the other boys belt themselves in place, those who hadn't done as Ender did. Then they waited for an hour while a TV at the front of the shuttle introduced them to shuttle flight, the history of spaceflight, and their possible future with the great starships of the IF. Very boring stuff. Ender had seen such films before. Except that he had not been belted into a seat inside the shuttle, hanging upside down from the belly of Earth. The launch wasn't bad, a little scary. Some jolting, a few moments of panic that this might be the first failed launch since the early days of the shuttle. The movies hadn't made it plain how much violence you could experience lying on your back in a soft chair. Then it was over, and he really was hanging by the straps, no gravity anywhere. But because he had already reoriented himself, he was not surprised when Graf came up the ladder backward as if he were climbing down to the front of the shuttle. Nor did it bother him when Graf hooked his feet under a rung and pushed off with his hands so that suddenly he swung upright as if this were an ordinary airplane. The reorientations were too much for some. One boy gagged. Ender understood then why they had been forbidden to eat anything for 20 hours before the launch. Vomiting in null gravity wouldn't be fun. But for Ender, Graf's gravity game was fun, and he carried it further, imagining that Graf was actually hanging upside down from the center aisle and then picturing him sticking straight out from a side wall. Gravity could go any which way, however I want it to go. I can make Graf stand on his head and he doesn't even know it. What do you think is so funny, Wiggin? Graf's voice was sharp and angry. What did I do wrong? Thought Ender. Did I laugh out loud? I asked you a question, soldier, barked Graf. Oh, yes. This is the beginning of the training routine. Ender had seen some military shows on TV, and they always shouted a lot at the beginning of training before the soldiers and the officer became good friends. Yes, sir, Ender said. Well, answer it then. I thought of you hanging upside down by your feet. I thought it was funny. It sounded stupid now, with Graf looking at him coldly. To you, I suppose, it is funny. Is it funny to anybody else here? Murmurs of no. Well, why isn't it? Graf looked at them all with contempt. Scum brains, that's what we've got in this launch. Pin-headed little morons. Only one of you had the brains to realize that in null gravity directions are whatever you conceive them to be. Do you understand that, Shafts? The boy nodded. No, you didn't. Of course you didn't. Not only stupid, but a liar, too. There's only one boy on this launch with any brains at all, and that's Ender Wiggin. Take a good look at him, little boys. He's going to be a commander when you're still in diapers up there, because he knows how to think in null gravity, and you just want to throw up. Now, this wasn't the way the show was supposed to go. Graf was supposed to pick on him, not set him up as the best. They were supposed to be against each other at first so they could become friends later. Most of you are going to ice out. Get used to that, little boys. Most of you are going to end up in combat school because you don't have the brains to handle deep space piloting. Most of you aren't worth the price of bringing you up here to battle school because you don't have what it takes. Some of you might make it. Some of you might be worth something to humanity, but don't bet on it. I'm betting on only one. Suddenly, Graf did a backflip and caught the ladder with his hands, then swung his feet away from the ladder. Doing a handstand if the floor was down, dangling by his hands if the floor was up. Hand over hand, he swung himself back along the aisle to his seat. Looks like you've got it made here, whispered the boy next to him. Ender shook his head. Oh, won't even talk to me, the boy said. I didn't ask him to say that stuff, Ender whispered. He felt a sharp pain on the top of his head. Then again, some giggles from behind him. The boy in the next seat back must have unfastened his straps. Again, a blow to the head. Go away, Ender thought. I didn't do anything to you. Again, a blow to the head. Laughter from the boys. Didn't Graf see this? Wasn't he going to stop it? Another blow, harder. It really hurt. Where was Graf? Then it became clear. Graf had deliberately caused it. It was worse than the abuse in the shows. When the sergeant picked on you, the others liked you better. But when the officer prefers you, the others hate you. "Hey, fart eater," came the whisper from behind him. He was hit on the head again. "You like this? Hey, super brain, is this fun?" Another blow, this one so hard that Ender cried out softly with the pain. If Graf was setting him up, there'd be no help unless he helped himself. He waited until he thought another blow was about to come. Now, he thought, and yes, the blow was there. It hurt, but Ender was already trying to sense the coming of the next blow. Now, and yes, right on time. "I've got you," Ender thought. Just as the next blow was coming, Ender reached up with both hands, snatched the boy by the wrist, and then pulled down on the arm hard. In gravity, the boy would have been jammed against Ender's seat back, hurting his chest. In null gravity, however, he flipped over the seat completely, up toward the ceiling. Ender wasn't expecting it. He hadn't realized how null gravity magnified the effects of even a child's movements. The boy sailed through the air, bouncing against the ceiling, then down against another boy in his seat, then out into the aisle, his arms flailing until he screamed as his body slammed into the bulkhead at the front of the compartment, his left arm twisted under him. It took only seconds. Graf was already there, snatching the boy out of the air. Deftly, he propelled him down the aisle toward the other man. "Left arm, broken, I think," he said. In moments, the boy had been given a drug and lay quietly in the air as the officer ballooned a splint around his arm.